Okay, good morning, everybody. Chodesh Tov, again, Chodesh. I'll come back to our Thursday morning class at the Young Israel of Woodmere. So just, this is our last year before Pesach in this venue. Okay, next week there is no shiur. So our next year after today will be on April the 20th, just for your reference, I know. Okay, hopefully, L'shana Hazos, B'Yushalayim HaBnuya, Be'ezor Hashem. There's no shiur next week. This is our final Young Israel of Woodmere Thursday morning shiur before we break for Chag. And then we will resume on April the 20th. Please mark your calendars. Okay, let's get started. So, Chodesh Tov, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Very much Minyanei Diyoma. Last time, 2 weeks ago, there was no shiur last week. 2 weeks ago, we started to speak about the Arba Banim. We spoke about a generational interpretation based on a piece by Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau Shlita in his Haggadah, and then a very, very beautiful, powerful interpretation of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, Zichrono Levracha, Ma'avodah Zos Lachem. If you want, when the Ben Harasha says Ma'avodah Zos Lachem, he's really saying, if you want me to embrace Judaism, what does it actually mean to you? Only if we make Torah and Avodah Hashem meaningful to ourselves, can then we hope to transmit it to the next generation. So if you missed the shiur, it's on Mayu Torah, and you could go catch up. So I want to continue, like I said last time, today's shiur is going to be a continuation of the Arba Banim, the four sons, which is what we started last time. Two parts. All right, so we say in the Haggadah, surely towards the beginning, surely it doesn't make sense, right? In the beginning of Magid, after we ask the Arba Kashos, the Ma'anishtana, Avadim Hayinu L'Par B'Mitzrayim, Ma'isib Rabbi Ezra, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar Ben Azari, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shri Mesubim B'Nei Brak. I think I mentioned last time that I heard so interesting last year that that is the first Seder in the aftermath of Chorban Beis HaMikdash, which is just something so interesting to consider. Amar Rabbi Elazar Ben Azari, Harei Niki Ben Shivim Shana, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasun Tarla Ame Yisrael, Baruch Hu, Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. Opposite or against or concerning four sons does the Torah speak. Echad Chacham, one is wise. The Echad Rasha, and one is wicked. The Echad Tam, and one is simple. The Echad She'eni Yodei Yishol, and one who does not know how to ask. Chacham Mahu Omar, what does the wise son say? Maha Idus Vachukim Vamishpatim Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu. Ask him, what are these different kinds, these statutes and these laws and these ordinances that Hashem, our God, commanded you? Va'af Ata Amar Lo Kilchas of Pasach. He is the wise son, so you should tell them the halachas of Pasach. Ein Maftir Nachar Pasach. Avikom, and you may not eat dessert after the final taste of the Pasach offering. A few years ago, I learned you're not even supposed to use mouthwash on the, ask your own rav. You're not even supposed to use mouthwash on the night of Leil HaSeder because there should be the taste of nothing in your mouth after the Lafi comment. So you tell the Chacham the laws of Pesach. Rasha Mahu Omer, what does the Rasha say? Maha Voda Zos Lachem. We spoke about this last time extensively, different insights today. What is this work to you? Lachem Velo Lo, to you and not to him. The Fisha Hosi, it's Atzvo Minakwal Kafar Be'ikar. And because he removes himself from the assembly and the community, he is considered one who denies the essence of everything we believe in. Va'af Ata Hakesh Shinav. And you also should blunt out his teeth. Va'amar Lo, and say to him, Ba'vurza Asa Hashem Li B'tzei Simi Mitzrayim. Because of this, Hashem did when he took me out of Egypt. Leave Lo Lo, me and not him. Ilu Hayar Hashem Lo Hayan Nigal. If he was there, he would not have been redeemed. Tam Mahu Omer, what is the simple son say? Mazos, what is this? He's the simple son. But Amarta, 11, you should say to him, B'chozek yado tziyanesh ha-mitzrayim, with a strong hand, God took us out of Egypt, mi-beis avadim, from the house of slavery. And finally, you have the she'eno yodei lishal. This is the one who does not even know how to ask. Apsachle, you should initiate for him. You have to open up for him. She'nemar, like the pasuk says, v'gadata l'bincha b'yamahu lemer, from Perikud Gimel, Parshas Bo, and you should tell your son on that day, saying, Bavurza, Asa Hashem li b'tzeisi b'mitzrayim. Because of this, Hashem did for me when I left Egypt. So we have a passage here with the four sons. I do not have time to go through it with you inside, but the Pasuk says towards the end of Parshas Bo, Perikud Gimel, Pasuk Yudalit. I'm going to read it to you and tell you the Rashi. You're all welcome to go look it up inside. But this idea of these four sons is not something that began with the Haggadah. Rather, it is something that is delineated for us in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So four questions. The questions are four sons. The Chacham, the Chacham is in Devarim Perek Vav. Okay, the Chacham is in Devarim Perek Vav. But the other three sons ask their questions as outlined in the Torah in the Sedra of Bo. So much of Bo has to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Echodesh is Alachem. Today is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Bo, Perek Yid Beis, Pasuk Beis, the Mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, being Mekadesh the Chodesh, which is today. The first Rosh Chodesh was Nisan. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt saying, so that is today. Bo is the final three Makos. Bo is Korban Pesach. Bo is Yitzias Mitzrayim. In Parshas Bo, we have the questions of three of the four sons, and the Chacham's question appears in Perek Vav of Parshas Sefer Dvarim. Okay? So the Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, I was going to say in this week's Sedra, but it's not this week's Sedra, it's just Parshas Bo, which is Minyani Dioma, Perek Yid Gimel Pasuk Yid Dalet, V'haya Kishel Chabin Chamachar Lemur, it will be when your son will ask you saying, Mazos, what is this? I'm quoting that from the Chumash. Perek Yid Gimel of Bo Pasuk Yid Dalet. You could all go look it up. We're not going to open the Chumashim because we don't have time, or I won't get through what I prepared. V'haya Kishelcha bin Chamacha Lemur, it will be when your son will ask you saying, Mazos, what is this? V'amarta Eilav, and you should say to him, B'chozek God, with a strong hand, Hotzeni Hashem Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avadim. Again, Perek Yid Gimel, Pasuk Yid Dalet, of Parshas Bo. So Rashi tells you there, Mazos, Rashi's Lashon, Zetinok Tipesh. This is the simple son. So he doesn't know how to ask a deep question, a question of death. And all he could ask is, he still asks Akasha, but he says, what is this? He doesn't have the depth to ask in an intellectually deep, thought-provoking way, what is this? So he says, what's this? I didn't say for Dvar Mashi, says Perek Vav, when the son says Ma'idus Vachukim Vamishpatim, Harezo Shelos Ben Chacham, that is referring to the wise son. I think it's Dvar and Perek Vav Pasachav, but I could be wrong. You could look it up. I think it's Dvar and Perek Vav Pasachav. Dibra Torah Keneged Arba Banim. So Rashi, too, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalet, tells us Dibra Torah Keneged Arba Banim. So this idea of four sons is something biblical that the sages expound upon. Rashi's quoting the Mechilta. It's something biblical that the sages expound upon. So built into the fabric of the Torah is this idea that there are four different types of sons, four different types of children. And Rashi continues and says, there's the Rasha, you could look up Rashi, V'she'enu Yodei Elisha, the Hashoal Derech Susuma, what we call the Tam, V'Hashoal Derech Chachma, and the Chacham. So you have the Rasha, the She'enu Yodei Elisha, Shoal Derech Susuma is the simple son. He can't elaborate in a deep way, but he still asks something. And finally, you have Hashoal Derech Chachma. So Rashi is quoting the Mechilta. So you see, and what I'm pointing out to you, where we're beginning Shir, is this idea of Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah, is Mamish Dibra Torah. The Torah speaks about these four sons, or four categories of Jews, or four categories of children. What's very interesting to point out is that the answer we give to one son is not the answer we give to another son. To the Chacham, we say, Af ata amar lo kehilchas ha-pasach. You should teach him. He's a Chacham. You should teach him. Halachos are complicated. That's why Baruch Hashem we have Rabbanim to ask halacha shaydus to. They're complicated. So you need to ask halacha. You need to tell him the halacha. To the Rasha, you say to him, we're going to talk about the Rasha more, but to the Rasha, you say, Bavur zah asal sham li b'tzeisim mitzrayim. You still give him an answer. To the Tom, you say, Bechozak yad hotzianu Hashem mitzrayim b'beis avadim. And to the She'enu Yodea, apsachlo v'higadatho abincha b'yamahu lemer. So it's extremely interesting that you have these four type of banim, keneged arba banim divra Torah, at the Seder table. Remember we said last week, I heard Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schachter say a number of years ago that there's a fifth son. The fifth son is the son who doesn't even come to the table. So these all four clearly have a connection to Yahadus, have a connection to Judaism, because they want to be at your Seder table. But it's interesting that they all ask questions about Pesach. They're all asking something about the Yom Tov, but the answer that we give to one is not the answer we give to the other. Why don't we just give each son the same answer? If there's one Ribbono Shel Olam, which there is, Devarim 6:5, 6:4, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If there's one Ribbono Shel Olam, if there's one Torah, this Korach and his Eder went down saying Moshe Emes V'Sarasu Emes. If there's one Torah Sheba'al Peh, we are not the Tzedukim, the Sadducees. There's one Bichtav, one Baal Peh, one Ribbono Shel Olam. There's one code of law. And I'll look up the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, not in that order. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah. There's one religion. We are one nation, and there's one emes. So if everything is one, Yisrael k'tisha b'richo oraisa chadhu, Yisrael k'tisha b'richo oraisa chadhu, one bichtav, one bal peh, someone who makes changes of kofra. We don't believe them. We don't listen. We all follow halacha. There's one religion. There's one Yehadus. There's one Shabbos. There's one Yom Kippur. So then why is the answer to the Chacham different than the answer to the Tam, different than the answer to the She'eni Yodei Elisha, different than the answer that we give to the Rasha? If we answer each one the same, in effect, we are answering none of them. Four different children ask a question. And we have one Chag HaPesach, and one Lel HaSeder, and one Korban Pesach, and one Seder table, and one text of the Haggadah, and one Chumash, and one 24 books of Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, and one Gemara, one Mishnah, not in that order. And one God, and one nation. So why don't we just answer them all the same? And this isn't something that the Baal Haggadah came up with. This is something that was given to us in the Torah Kedoshah. So what the Torah is teaching us is that you answer four different types of children all the same way. In essence, you are answering none of them. The Chacham won't be satisfied and won't have an answer. The Tam won't be satisfied. The Rasha won't be satisfied. And the She'eni Yodei won't have an answer. So yes, it might be there is one Yehadus, and there's only one Ribbono Shel'olam, and there's one nation, and there's one land, and there's one Torah, and there's one Baal Peh, Torah Shel Baal Peh. But the method of transmission to each of these children, to each type of Jew, must vary and differ from the answer that we give to the next. And if we are giving each one the same answer, you are actually answering none of them. And nobody will have an answer. And we risk them all becoming the fifth son who's not at the table because their questions remained unanswered. I'm going to quote something very, very powerful from Avsham Shofal Hirsch on Chumash. Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov's last name is Rasha. You know, our biblical personalities don't have last names like we have last names. Adam is Harishon. No, it's interesting. But he's called an Ish Tzadik. Avram is Avinu. Yaakov is the Bechir Shaba'avos. They're all Avinu. Sarah is Imenu. Moshe is Rabbeinu. Aaron is a Kohen. Bilam is a Rasha. They have different last names that we have. And Esav's last name is Esav HaRasha. And Yaakov's last name is Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov HaTzadik, Ish Tam, Yoshev Olim. Vayimlu'u yamel oledas, v'hinei tomin bevitna. And her days came completion to term, and behold, there were twins in her stomach. Vayetzi harishon admoni, the first one came out red. Kulo kader seyar, he was like covered in a cloak of hair. Vayikru shmo Esav. And they called his name Esav. And after this, Yatsa Achiv, his brother, came out. And his hand was holding the heel of Esav. They called his name Yaakov. The lads grew up. Esav Ish Sada. Esav became a man who knew trappings, a man of the field. Yaakov Ishtam. Yaakov became a simple, perfect, pure person. Yoshev Ohalim. He sat in the tents of Shem Be'eva. So one becomes a boy of the street, and the other becomes a boy of the Beis Medrash. I'm going to quote from Avsham Shofal Hirsch. One time I quoted this many years ago, in a different venue, in a different year, many years ago. It wasn't about the four sons, an excerpt of this. And someone emailed me that she didn't like it and she never came back to share. I still remember who it is. So I don't know. You know, Torah, it's fine. I'm not personally insulted, but you have to be able to accept all parts of Torah. And you have to know what the Torah is teaching you. And she said you can't talk about the Avos like that and the Imahos like that. First of all, I'm not saying anything. I'm in a court of Shem Shofal Hirsch, who's basing his piece on Medrash Bereishis Rabbah. Second of all, there's a lot of things in Torah that we have to learn. And especially today, there are four types of children. And chinuch is more complicated today than it ever was because of the challenges and because of technology and because the world is much smaller than it ever was. I told you, the week we changed the clocks, someone from South Africa WhatsApped me. She's like, why did I miss here? Did you change the clocks in the United States? I said, oh yes, the Zoom was posted as Eastern Standard Time. The world is so small today. People around the world are in touch with each other on a regular basis all the time. Chinuch is more complicated than it ever was. I've heard Rabbi Shai Schachter say on a number of occasions, not recently, but on a number of occasions, he quotes from Asher Weishlita. Emuna Peshuta is for times when the world is pasha. Maybe you've heard him say this as well. Yes. Emuna Peshuta, says Rav Asher Weiss, is for when the world is pasha. Simple faith, without questions, is from when the world is simple. I'm going to paraphrase and say Chinuch Peshuta is for when the world is pasha. The world today is not pasha. And there are all different types of children. Vayigdulu Hana'arim, says Rav Shamsher and Fall Hirsch, commentary to Bereishis, Parachav Hei, Pasachav Zayin. I have so much to do and so much to cover. We started late, Baruch Hashem. Hashem's going to help us. Please. And we don't have another Shia before Pesach. Our sages never hesitate to point out to us the error. Our sages never hesitate to point out to us the errors and shortcomings, both great and small, of our forefathers. And precisely thus, they make the Torah great and glorious. If our avos and imos were malachim, so you would never strive to be along their path. Why? Because you're never going to be a malach, and I'm never going to be a malach, and that's not what God wants from us. So if we saw them as perfect malachim, who didn't have bechira chafshis, then we would never strive to emulate their ways. This, the errors and shortcomings of our forefathers and foremothers, heightens the instructiveness of Torah for us. Torah means instruction. Mora is an instructor. Torah, hora. On our verse 2, an observation is made by the sages, which indicates the sharp contrast between these two grandsons of Avram. The sharp contrast, the sages say, Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, was not only made by their natural tendencies, but by mistakes in their upbringings. I'm literally quoting. You could all go home and open Rav Shamsher and Fall Hirsch to Bereishis 25:27 and read it as well. It was not only the sharp contrast between these two grandsons of Avram made by natural tendencies. Everyone has a natural tendency. But also by mistakes in their upbringings. As long as they were little, no one paid attention to the differences hidden in their nature. They were given the same upbringing and the same education. Their parents overlooked the cardinal principle of education. Mishlei 22:6, Chanuch Lenar Al Pi Darko. Gam Ki Yazkin Lo Yasher Mimenu. Quote, as long as they were little, no one paid attention to the differences hidden in their nature. Their parents overlooked. I mean, when he says their parents, who's he speaking about? It's hard to say, but that woman never came back to Shir. Who's he speaking about? Yitzchak and Rivka. Their parents overlooked the cardinal principle of education, which is Chanuch Lenar Al Pi Darko. Each child should be guided in accordance with the path intended especially for him. The path that suits the qualities and tendencies latent in the depths of his personality. And thus the child must be educated, both as a man and a Jew. Every child must be educated in accordance with the path intended for him. A path that suits his qualities and his tendencies that are laying in the depths of his personality. And that's the path of proper education, both as a man and a Jew. The great Jewish task is basically one, which is what I said. It's one. What's a great Jewish task? To make a Kiddush Hashem, to live your life serving God, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the community. But the way of fulfillment of this task is manifold and diverse because human traits and paths of life are manifold and diverse. When the sons of Yaakov gathered for their father's blessing, says Rav Hirsch, he's skipping ahead in his commentary here to Perek Mem Tasa Bereishis, he visualized the future tribes of Israel. He did not only see Kohanim and teachers of law. Standing around him were the tribes of the Levium, the tribes of kingship, Malchus, the tribes of merchants, Zevulun, the tribes of farmers, the tribes of warriors, God. Standing before Yaakov's eyes was the whole nation, with all italicized, its manifold characteristics and diverse ways of development. And he blessed all of them, like the Pasuk says, Ish asher kivir kaso beirech osam. Kivir kaso. He blessed them according to the blessing that was appropriate for them, each according to their own special qualities. For the covenant that God established with Avram is intended for a healthy, a whole, and a vital nation. What is the purpose of the covenant? To build a complete national life for one great task. Lishmar Darach Hashem. To guard the way of God. That's what Hashem says about Avram back in Perikid Ches. Strength and courage, thought and emotion. All of champions in the service of God. And all people in their various callings are to fulfill one great common task. When Yaakov Avinu looked at the Shvatim, I'm going to get to that later in the Shir, quoting an insert from Rabbi Zev Lef. When Yaakov Avinu looked at the Shvatim, and they're here, you know, in the artwork on the walls, he didn't see one type of child standing before him. He didn't have four, he had 12. Here in the Haggadah, we're talking about four different types of children. Precisely for this reason, says Rav Hirsch, each child must be brought up al pi darko. The education must be to achieve one great goal, according to his own unique way, in keeping with his own potential. If you answer these four sons all the same answer, you're answering none of them. To attempt to educate a Yaakov and an Esav together in the same classroom, I'm not making up words. To attempt to educate a Yaakov and an Esav together in the same classroom, in the same routine, in the same manner, to raise both of them to a life of study and contemplation will inevitably mean the ruin of one of the two. If you take a Yaakov and an Esav and you put them on the same bench, in the same classroom, with the same routine and the same approach, and both of them should have a life of study and contemplation, they should both be the Yoshev Ohalim, you will inevitably ruin one of the two. A Yaakov will draw from the well of wisdom, of ever-increasing interest and desire. Yaakov Avinu will thrive. He's the Chacham. He's the Yoshev Ohalim. Yoshev Ohal Shem Ohal Sha'ever, says Rashi. And Esav will hardly be able to wait for the day. This was written in the 1800s. It's so profound and prophetic. And Esav will hardly be able to wait for the day when he can throw away the old books and together with them, his great life mission. Because he was taught in a one-sided manner, totally unappealing to his nature. Had Yitzchak and Rivka delved deeply into Esav's nature, had they asked themselves at each early stage how even an Esav, with his strength, with his skills, with his courage, could they be harnessed for God's service, then the future Gibor would not have been a Gibor Tzayid, but a Gibor Lifnei Hashem. She never came back this year. It was years ago. The Torah is trying to teach us something. I quoted Rashi to Bo, Yud Gimel Yud Dalet. There are four different types of children, and they each get their own answer. Had Yitzchak and Rivka delved deeply into Esav's nature, had they asked themselves at an early stage how even this child, an Esav, with his own strengths, his skill, and his courage, could it be harnessed for God's service? And the future Gibor would not have become a Gibor Tzayid, but a Gibor Lifnei Hashem. Yaakov and Esav, despite their different natures, would have remained brothers in spirit and way of life. Early on, the sword of Esav would have entered into a covenant with Yaakov. And who knows what turn world history would have taken. Exclamation mark. But this did not happen. Vayigdalu hana'arim. Only after the boys grew up into men, everyone was surprised, italicized, to discover that these two brothers from the same womb, who had been given the same care, the same upbringing, and the same schooling, that's not a positive in this case, were so different in their natures and their actions. Only after the boys had grown into men, vayigdulu hana'arim, was everyone surprised. These two brothers, they came from the same womb. We gave them the same care. We gave them the same upbringing. And we sent them to the same schools. How could it be they're so different in nature and action? Just as in Yaakov's case, Ishtam is the character trait. Yoshev Ohalim is the vocation. So the Pasuk is telling you about Yaakov. He was an Ishtam. That's his essence. That's his character. He used his character to become a Yoshev Ohalim. So too in Esav's case, Ish Yodei Atzayid denotes the nature of his character. All the Chumash is telling you is that he was a person who knew Tzayid. Because of his upbringing, he became an Ish Sada. That became the vocation. Ish Tam is a character trait. Ish Yodei Atzayid is a character trait. We are all different. We are very different from each other. The result of the character trait combined with their upbringing made one into a Yoshev Aholim, vocation, and the other one into an Ish Sada, the vocation. Esav was an expert hunter, says Rav Hirsch. He knew the art of self-control. He knew how to set a trap, wait patiently for the opportune moment. His upbringing, which was so contrary to his nature, only repressed his true self. It forced him to develop this patience. It taught him to wait for an opportune moment. These were the skills that made him into an Ish Sada. Precisely because he was forced to remain glued to the school bench. I am not misquoting anything. Go look it up. Precisely because he was forced to remain glued to the school bench, he rejected everything. And he became entirely a man of the field. Yaakov, by contrast, was an Ishtam. He knows one direction. He devotes himself entirely to that. He is single-minded in his whole essence. That was his nature. He was single-minded to fulfill the mission of Yitzchak's son and Avram's grandson. So he became a Yoshev Aholim, a person whose sphere of activity is in human society. He leads a life of study and practice. In the midst of human society, Yaakov recognized and taught the highest revelation of God's guidance. Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah is one of the biggest responsibilities that parents, grandparents, teachers, mechanchim, principals have today. If you answer them all the same, you answer no one. And you make the person with the character of Ish Yodei Atzayid into an Ish Sada. The whole Leil HaSeder is about telling over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'higada talabincha bayamahu leimur. Kol amar b'lesaper. It's all about Haggadah and Sipur, telling and a story, a narrative. We call, it's not a Sefer, and it's not a Megillah, it's a Haggadah, which means the Haggid, to tell. The whole crux of the Haggadah is a section called Magid. In the Haggadah is Magid, to tell and to tell. There is Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, the story of leaving Egypt. There are Arba Koso, Arba Lishono Geula, Perek Vav, Shemos, the beginning. There are Arba Kashos, the Manishtana. There are four names for the Chag. There's a lot of Arba going on. Chag Ha'aviv, Zman Chirusenu, Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzos. There are Arba Imahot and Arba Banim. I thought it was so interesting when I was preparing Shir, it dawned on me that Kenegat Arba Banim Divra Torah, there are three Avos. But there are Arba Imahos. There's a lot of to do on Pesach with the idea of four. Arba koso, arba shona geula, baruch hamakom, baruch hu, baruch shana sentara am Yisrael, baruch hu, four baruch, four kashas, four name for the chag, four mothers and four sons. It is the four mothers who correspond to the four sons, interestingly, not the forefathers. The Pasuk tells us in Perek Tezayin, Bereishis, Pasuk Beis, Matomer Sarai al Avram. Sarai says to Avram, Hine na atzarani Hashem iladas, ba na el shivchasi, ulai ibanem imena. Hashem has helped me back from having a child. Come to my shivcha, maybe I will build through her. Vayishma Avram lekol Sarai. Avram listened to the voice of Sarai, Tezayin Beis. What does Rashi say? Leruach HaKodesh Shaba. Avram listened. So what? The divine inspiration within her. Similar teaching of Rashi later in Bereishis, Perachov Aleph, Yud Beis, once Yitzchak is born. Vayome Elohim el Avram, and Elohim said to Avram, Al yera beinach al hanar, let it not be bad in your eyes over the boy, va'al ha-masacha, and over Hagar. Kol asher tamar, this is at this point, Sarah has said, Gareishis ha-amazos v'esbina. Vayira devar ma'od beinei Avram, so Avram didn't want to send away his son, and Hagar. So Hashem says, do not let it be bad in your eyes over your son and your maidservant. Why? Everything that Sarah tells you, listen to her voice. Through Yitzchak, your seed, your progeny will be. What does Rashi say there? This is Chaf Aleph Yud Beis. Labmanu Shahaya Avram Tafel L'Sarah B'Nevius. Wow. We have learned that Avram was secondary, lower than Sarah in prophecy. Very interesting teachings. I don't have time. I'm sorry. I just thought I do not have time. I'm not taking any comments on Zoom, and I'm not taking any comments in person. Okay, Rashi to 16:2 says L'ruach HaKodesh Shaba, and Rashi to 21:12 tells that Lamandu Sha'avram Hayatafa L'Sar B'Nevius. Perhaps that's why there are Arba Bonim and Arba Imahot, as opposed to the Ava, which there are three. It is the korach of the aim be Yisrael to transmit the legacy and the Mesorah to each child according to their way. We know by the time of Matan Torah, Shemos, Yud Tes, Gimel, Umosha Allah El Elokim, Vayikra Elav Hashem Min Har Lemor, so famous, Kosoma LeBeis Yaakov, V'Tageid LeBnei Yisrael, Rashi famously darshins, Shemos, Yud Tes, Gimel, what is Kosoma LeBeis Yaakov? Elu HaNashim, Tagid Lam Benav Oshon Raka. Very famous, the Medrash is beautiful on it, but we're not getting into it. The woman got the Torah first. The Medrash gives different reasons why the woman got the Torah first. But the Maharsha says, Elu HaNashim, Tagid Lam, the Maharsha says, Kosomer LeBeis Yaakov, V'Tageid LeBnei Yisrael, Kosomer LeBeis Yaakov, tell the woman, V'Tageid LeBnei Yisrael, they will teach the Bnei Yisrael. Kosomer LeBeis Yaakov, give the woman the Torah, V'Tageid the Bnei Yisrael, and they will be the ones to teach Klal Yisrael. Mishlei Perak Al Pasuches, Shma Bnei Musar V'icha V'al Titosh Torah Simecha. Mishlei Vav Chaf, Nitzor Bnei Mitzvas Avicha, V'al Titosh Torah Simecha. Mishlei Chaf Beis Vav, Chanoch Lenar Al Pidarko, Gam Ki Yazkid, Al Yasser Mimenu. Mishlei Lamed Aleph Chaf Ches, Kamu Baneva Yeshua Bala Vayahalala. Two different psukim from Mishlei that I just quoted, found very similar. But both of them emphasize the instruction of the mother. 1:8 Aleph Ches and Vav Chaf. Shema Bini Musar Avicha Val Titosh Torah Simecha. Nitzor Bini Mitzvas Avicha. So the Musar and the Mitzvos are associated with the father. How do both psukim end? Val Titosh Torah Simecha. How does Mishlei end Perek Lamed Aleph with the Eishes Chayil? Kamu Baneh Vayashua, Ba'ala Vayahalala. The Arba Imahot correspond to the Arba Bonim, because the woman, the Ein B'Yisrael, the Eishes Chayil, must use her Chachma to understand if you answer each child the same way, you are answering none of them. And I thought it was interesting, Arba Imahot and Arba Bonim, you have the Aleph base. You have the four, which is the essence of Chag HaPesach, four names of the Chag, four Kosos, four Lashono Geula, I quote, what else did I quote? That was four. I don't want to go back. Four kashas. Arba imahot and arba banim. So the first letter of imahot is an aleph, and the first letter of banim is a beis. Arba imahot, arba banim. It is the arba imahot who teach the arba banim, the aleph beis. It is the arba imahot who teach the arba banim, the aleph beis. And perhaps arba can be seen as an acronym for amuna, ratzon, bitachon, and avoda. If I had a blackboard, I would just put this on the blackboard for you, so I hope you know what I'm saying. It's not so complicated to envision in your head. Arba is the number that represents Chag HaPesach. Much of Leil Seder revolves around arba. It's extremely compelling to consider that there's not arba avod. I mean, it sounds funny to say, but if Hashem did it like that, you wouldn't think it was funny. Or there could be shalosh banim. Specifically, there are arba imahot, and specifically, keneged arba banim dibra Torah. Rashi to bo, yud gimel yud dalet. Arba is the same between both the imahot and the banim. And imahot begins with an aleph, and banim begins with a beis. It is the tafkid of the imahot, the arba imahot, to teach the arba banim, the aleph beis. The aleph beis is the entire foundation of Torah. And perhaps arba can be seen as an acronym for the four realms or areas that the mother teaches the child. Amuna, ratzon, you need amuna, first of all, before anything else. Even if you don't understand, you need emuna. God, I believe you're there. I know you're running the world. Even though I don't understand it, I know. Ratzon, you teach the child to have a desire for avodas Hashem. Not to do it robotically, to be passionate about what we are doing. Beis is bitachon. Bitachon is the practical application of theoretical emuna. Emuna is in theory, I believe there's a God. Bitachon is living a way that shows you believe there's a God. And finally, aleph, ayin, is avoda. The whole point of what we're doing with our amuna, our ratzon, and our bitachon is to do avodas Hashem, is to live lives of ovdei Hashem. Specifically, there are arba imahot, who correspond to arba banim. Not shalosh banim, not chamesh banim. It is the mother who understands. And by the way, it happens to be funny because Kanai Noah Baruch Hashem, I have four children, but that's not on purpose because that's just how it worked out, that God wanted, and I happen to be teaching this year. But I think that the arba imahot are really one mother. You have to be four mothers if you have four children. And you have to be six mothers if you have six children. And you have to be eight mothers and two, because you have to be a different mother to every child. If you answer all your children the same way, you're answering nobody. Keneged arba banim dibra Torah. Who's dibra Torah? The imahot speak, the four mothers. You have to be a different person, a different mechanechas, a different mother, a different approach to each of your children. So it could be that we're talking about really one mother who has four aspects of herself for four different kinds of children. Arba, emuna, ratzon, bitachon, and avoda. The Ben HaRasha is at the Seder. He's not the fifth child who doesn't make an appearance. Is he really a Rasha, or is it how we view the child? Is it how we label the child? Is it how we project our perception onto this child? Rabbi Zev Lef, I heard him say a few years ago, this I wish I had a blackboard, but I don't. If you're taking notes, you could write it. If not, you could do it at home. You could see my own notes. I don't know if you could see. I did the math, the gematria, it works. Rabbi Zev Lef pointed out, what's the gematria of Rasha? Rasha is 200 plus 300 plus 70. The gematria is 570. What's the gematria of Shinav? Af ata hakeh es hi Shinav. Shinav is 300 plus 50 plus 10 plus 6 is 366. This is gevaldik. Rasha in gematria is 570. I mean, I mamish when I was preparing Shia, even though I know what the answer is, I redid it. I typed it into my notes. So you could go home and write the gematria for yourself down. Rasha is 570. Shinav, Shin, Nun, Yod, Vav, which is supposed to be Haka at Shinav, is 366. Rasha minus Shinav is Tzadik. It is, wow. The gematria of Rasha is 570. The gematria of Shinav, Shin, Nun, Yod, Vav, is 366. Rasha minus Shinav. Do it, it works. 570 minus 366 is 204, and the gematria of tzaddik is 204. First of all, you can say shinav also means sleep. Shena. When you take the sleepiness, the complacency, the boredom out of the rasha, how do you do that? When you teach him according to his way. When you find something in Yehadus that speaks to him, or something in sports that speaks to him, or something, excuse me, God forbid, in the movies that speaks to him. Some way to connect to that child. When you take the sleepiness, the complacency, the boredom out of that child, Rasha minus Shinav, minus his sleep, is Avasha Natsadik. Is the child really the Rasha like we label him, or is it how we in society have come to perceive this child? Furthermore, Shinav is sharp teeth. Mishinantam levanecha, as she says in Perek Vav, Vayar Devarim, by Shema. Okay? Shinav is teeth. Mishinantam levanecha means it should be sharp in your teeth. Torah, when your children ask you. Perhaps the Rasha minus his sharp teeth, his rough exterior, when you look past the roughness of this bonim, of this ben, what you will see is actually a tzaddik. Rasha minus Shinav is tzaddik. The Pasuk tells us in Devarim, Lamed Beis Zion, in Moshe's grand and beautiful Ha'azinu, Zichor Yemos Olam, remember the days of old, the days gone by, the days of the world, Binu Shnot Dor Vador, or Binu Shnos Dor Vador. Understand the years from generation to generation. Shalavicha V'yagadcha, ask your father and he will say to you, Zekeinecha, your elders, the Yamulach, they will tell you. So the pshat is, remember the days of yore. Understand the years from generation to generation. Rabbi Zev Lev says, in order to build the future, Sha'alavicha v'yagercha zekeinecha v'yamulach. If you want to build dor v'dor, binu means to build. If you want to build in generation to generation, you must understand lahavin. Binu means to build. It means son. Beis nun means to build. Even at Hatzala Shalakach, Me'a Adam Ala'isha. Vayiven means to build, Beis Nun. Beis Nun means son, and Bina means understanding. They all connect. And the Gemara says in Nida 45b, based on Vayiven et Hatzala Shalakach Min Adam Ala'isha, the Gemara says in Nida 45b, Bina Yisera Nasna Le'isha Yoser Mi Be'ish. Adam was created with Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Es Adam, Bereishis 2:7. Isha was created, Bereishis 2:22, with Vayivein. So the Gemara says, why does the appearance of this new Shoresh? Why by Adam, Vayivra 1:27, and Vayitzar 2:7, and by Isha, Vayivein? So the Gemara says, Bina Yisera, Nasna Leisha, Yoser Mibish. She has a greater degree of intuition, understanding, wisdom. So, Bidu Shno Dor Vador doesn't only mean understand the years of the generation, it means build from generation to generation. And who's the tool for building the future? The son. Because we're not going to be here after 120 years. Who's going to build? The children. So if you want to build the future, Binu Shno Dor Vador, you must understand each and every generation. And what does that mean? Understand the child in that generation. Binu Shno Dor Vador. Understand, Binu Lavin. The child, Ben, leave note to build. Rabbi Zavlev points out, Shnot is from the word Shinui, changes. Binu Shnot Dor Vador, Lahavin et Hashinui Midor Lador. Understand the changes from one generation to the next. Binu Shnot Dor Vador, I'm going to translate it into Ivri with Rabbi Zavlev's pshat. Tzarich lahavin et hashinui midor vador. You must understand the changes that our children face, the changes of the times from generation to generation. And he gives an answer. He says, let's say you go into Kikar Shabbat. This is what Rabbi Zavlev says. And you see Jews who are, I'm sorry to use a phrase, off the darach, or not Shomei Shabbat, and okay, it's Friday night, and they're having a party, and they're doing things that we shouldn't be doing on the El Shabbat or any other night of the week. And you go into Kikar Shabbat and you say, excuse me, Let me show you the beauty of Judaism. I know you are behaving this way because you are disturbed by Aristotle's Greek philosophy. What Aristotle wrote gives you a big kasha, that was for the Rambam's time, and you're struggling with Aristotle's philosophy versus the Torah true philosophy. So let's sit down over a cup of tea that was made with kosher shlishi and tea essence, and let's talk about Aristotle. So what will they say to you? Nothing. They'll look right through you. You think that today's youth are struggling with Yahadus because Aristotle, in the time of the Rambam, wrote some questionable things, and how do we reconcile that with Torah? Where will that get you? Nowhere. The challenges of one door are not the challenges of another door. Binu shnot dor v'dor. Tzarich lahavin hashinui midor v'dor. We must strive to understand the language of the times, the children of the times, the challenges of the times. So when they ask us, sha'al avicha v'yagercha lahagir hagada, we will be able to tell them about Torah and Yahadus, to pass on the Mesorah v'yagercha, in a way that they can understand. And I just thought it was very interesting also, and I was preparing shir. There's another time we say dor vador, binu shnot dor vador, and it's in the Haggadah. We've understood that this pasuk from Hazinu 32:7 is really a pasuk that's telling you how to be mechanech, your children. There's another time we speak about this idea of dor vador, and it's also on Leil HaSeder. V'yisha'am delav oseinu velanu. It is this that has stood for our forefathers and us. Shabachol dor vador omdi malenu lechaloseinu. In each and every generation, the challenges that our children face stand up to destroy us. In each and every generation, the times change, the nisyonos changes. Technology is moving at a faster pace, faster than you can blink. What is accessible to today's generation, or I as a child, can never even dreamed of or envisioned or imagined. V'hisha amda lavoseinu velanu. Shalo echad bilvar amar alinu chaloseinu. There's not only one challenge that the youth today face. Elosha bechol dor vador amdim alinu chaloseinu. In each and every generation, there are challenges that rise to destroy us. It's true, but it's not enough to rely on, you know, the famous mashal of the flood. And so there was first, you know, the fire trucks. The flood was very low, only up to the ankle. So the fire trucks, I'm going to wait for God to save me. And then the rowboat comes, I'm going to wait for God to save me. And then the water's a little bit higher. And the speedboat comes, I'm going to wait for God to save me. And the guy's on his roof, and the helicopter comes, and they say, we're going to throw you down a life-saving line. Grab on, he says, I'm going to wait for God to save me. And he gets to the pearly gates and says, God, I was waiting for you to save me. So God said, I did save you. I sent a rowboat, a fire truck, a rowboat, a speedboat, and a helicopter. You didn't grab on. Binu shno dor vador. If you want lahavin et hashinui mi dor vador, to be effective when they ask you, sha'al avicha, ma avodah zosachem, they're going to ask you, why do I have to do this? What is the meaning behind this? What is the purpose? What are you doing? Zekeinecha v'yomulach. If you want to be able to tell them the answer, then you must be able to understand lahavin in order to build, livnot, ben your child. And it's not the only time we say Bechol Dor Vador. One of the beautiful parts of the Leil HaSeder, the Haggadah, we pick up our cup and we all sing. Perhaps there's another message here. Not only are we talking about the external enemy who comes to destroy us, the Paro, the Esav, the Haman, the Cossacks, but it is the challenges of the door that certainly seek to destroy us. If you answer all four children the same, you're answering none of them. Go back and listen to the recording. I don't have time to repeat it. Listen to what Rav Sham Shem Falhurst said. And come back to Shir after Pesach, if we're not in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. We say in the Haggadah, in Magid, quoting from Sefer Shemos, well, I just want to, you know, we started late, not because of you, not because of me. Baruch Hashem, it's Rosh Chodesh. So I'm going over time because I need my full hour. If you have to leave, I understand. You go catch in the YU Torah. I don't even have time for this announcement, but I'm going over. Okay. So in the Haggadah, in the portion of Magid, we quote Psukim from Sefer Shemos. We call Pesukim from Sefer Shemos because Sefer Shemos is the crux of the Haggadah. And we say, Vayareyo Asanu HaMitzrim Vayanunu Vayitnu Aleinu Avodah Kasha. Okay. Magad really comes from the Mikra Bikurim and Perachah Vav of Devarim. But the Baal Haggadah expounds upon Mikra Bikurim by quoting from Pesukim from the beginning of Parsha Shemos. They detail the Shibun Mitzrayim. They are Reu Sanu HaMitzrim Kemoshanem, our Havan is Chak, Malo Pen Yerba, the high axis to Kra'en HaMechama, Vinosafu, this is what Paru said, it's right in the beginning of Parsha Shemos. Vinosafu, Gam Al Sunenu, Vinocham Banu Valmanar. I'm quoting from the Haggadah, which is quoting from Parsha Shemos, which is expounding upon the Psukim from Mikra Bekurim and Devarim Chavav. Vaya anunu. What does that mean? Vaya anunu. They afflicted us. Kemosha Neamar. Like the pasuk says. Vaya simu alav sare misim. Lamana noso bisivlosem. Vayivin ari miskunos. Separas pisom vesranses. Vayithnu aleinu avodakasha. And they put upon us hard work. What is hard work? Kemosha Neamar. Like the pasuk says in Shemos Parak Aleph. Pasuk Gid Gimel. Vaya avidu mitraim espinesha befarach. Okay, the Baal Haggadah tells you, what is Vayitnu Aleinu Avodah Kasha? What is Avodah Kasha? And now a quote from Parsha Shemos, Vayavidu Mitzrayim Es B'nei Yisrael Befarach. The Egyptians worked, the children of Israel, Befarach. And then we say, Vanitzak Hashem Elokeinu, Vayalkei Veseinu, Vayishkem Hashem Eskoleinu. So what does it mean they worked us with hard work? Vayavidu Mitzrayim Es Yisrael B'nei Yisrael Befarach. It was back-breaking labor. What's Befarach? So Rashi to Chumash says, you could go look it up. Rashi to Chumash says, what's Befarach? Ba'avodah kasha, hard labor, ha'mifarechas es ha'guf u'mishabarto. It crushes and breaks the body. Okay? Sounds like Nazi slave labor. Yimach shman v'zechvam. They worked as Befarach, we say in Magid. That is vayitnu aleinu avodah kasha. Says Rashi, what's Befarach? It is avodah kasha, ha-mishaberet et ha-guf, mifarachat et ha-guf, mishabarto. It crushes and breaks the body. The Gemara in Sota, Yud Aleph Beis, the Gemara says, what is Befarach? Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Shahayu machlif in melachas anashim lenashim. They would switch from men's work for women's work. Umelachas nashim la'anashim, and women's work for men's work. That's Avodas Parach. That's Avodas Parach. So this is going to be very not politically correct. Okay? Well, let's go back to the 1950s or the 1960s. It means that the woman would go argue the case in court before the judge, and the man would answer the telephones and be the receptionist and secretary and get the lawyer coffee. Okay, it's not so to your nature, but that's Avodas Parach. You understand what I'm doing here? I'm in Magid. Magid. In Magid, expounding upon Mikra Bikurim, because that is the crux of Magid, the passage from Mikra Bikurim, go look it up, Devarim Chavav, the Baal Haggadah quotes many psukim from Sefer Shemos, Parak Aleph, to expound upon what was the Avodah in Egypt. So when we say, Vayitnu Aleinu Avodah Kasha, they put upon us hard work, what's the Avodah Kasha? So the Baal Haggadah says, oh, it's Parak Aleph, Pesuk Gimav Shemos, they put upon the Bnei Yisrael Avodah's Parak. That's hard work. So what's Avodas Parach? We have to understand what's the hard work. So go look at Rashi to this pasuk in Chumash. And Rashi says, Avodah Kasha, hard work, ha-mifarachas es ha-guf, crushes the body, u-mishabarto, and it breaks it. Okay? Good? Fine. Hard work that's crushing. So it sounds like you're carrying 10-ton bricks up and down the quarry for 12 hours a day, and then you get back, and there's no bed, and there's only infestation, and there's no food, some watery soup. That's backbreaking labor. And I speak with respect that I don't, can't even say, because my four grandparents lived through that. That's what it sounds like about the kashas, about this parach. No, says the Gemara, Soto Yur Aleph Amen Beis. No, they switched the men's work with the woman's work. So the man went out, so the woman had to go to the office from 9 to 5. Again, I'm going back to the 1940s. And the lady stayed home and used the ringer washer and made chicken for supper. And he worked the, I don't know, he did the work after home, after hours, and she changed the diapers. So they switched it, so they made the woman go to the office from 9 to 5, and they made the man stay home and cook supper and change diapers. That's how mifarachas es haguf u'mishabarto. I mean, it might not be so to your nature, but that's crushing, back-breaking labor. So on the Sefer Pninim al Torah, Rabbi El Sheinbaum, which I have at home, he quotes the Ashtavasa Rebbe. Any assignment, situation, environment, work that is totally contrary to a person's nature is crushing labor. Putting one type of child into a slot or a box meant for another child. Putting a square peg into a round hole, you're going to crush the square peg or break the round hole because square doesn't fit into round. Pinim al-Torah explains, what is this Gemara, this Rashi, this Pasuk, this expounding in the Haggadah mean? Avodas Parach? I mean, Avodas Parach is working in the fields in all weathers, without any water, without any food, without any break, without any shade, for 12 hours a day. That is Mifarachas Esaguf Mishabarto. So she had to argue the case, and he had to answer the phones and be the receptionist. That's so bad, but it might have been air conditioned, and she had a salad, and he had a coffee, and there's lavatories to use, and everyone's taken care of. That's so backbreaking. That's so crushing. Any tendency that goes against the person's natural nature, any environment against a person's natural tendency, is backbreaking. I'm going to give you an example. We have in our community, Baruch Hashem, schools across the spectrum. So I'm going to use two schools at the opposite ends of the spectrum, Siach Yitzchak and Hefter. They are both wonderful schools for the right child. If you take a child who belongs in Siach and puts them in Hefter, and you take a child who belongs in Hefter and put them in Siach, you're answering no one, educating no one, and ultimately taking the Ishyo Deatzayid, which is the character trait, and forcing that child to become an Ish Sada, because neither one will be successful. Why? They're both amazing schools. They're amazing schools for the right child. Any work that is contrary to a person's nature. So when the Gemara says, "Hayu machlifin malachas anashim l'anashim, or malachas nashim l'anashim," the Gemara is telling you that if you make a man do a woman's work, okay, forget political correctness for a minute, and you make a woman do a man's work, that's backbreaking and crushing. And you take a child who should be, like Yaakov, sitting on the school bench in the Beis Medrash for 12 hours a day, Gevaldik, and you put him into a modern Orthodox day school that's co-ed, it's going to be Gehenim for that child. Why? It's a great school. I'm not saying this facetiously. Speaking from a friend's experience, haha. No, you know what you're going to do? Destroy each child. Why? They're both great schools. There are four children, and there are four answers, and there are four imahot. And maybe the imahot are really one. One imah. But she has to know four different approaches to answer the four different questions of these four children. And they're all at the same table. But if you answer them all the same, you are answering nobody. And if you put them in the same school bench as reversed, with the same upbringing, the same environment, the same bedtime story, the same approach as reversed. I mean, Rav Hirsch, it was a mistake in the upbringing that made Esav HaRasha and Yaakov HaTzadik. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Birkas Yaakov, Vayikra Yaakov El Banav, Yaakov called to his sons, Vayomro, hey Asvu, Va'agida Lachem, Esasher Yikra Eschem Ba'achus Hayamim. I'm going to tell you everything that's going to happen in history until Mashiach. He kavtu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, gather around and listen to the sons of Yaakov, v'shimu al Yisrael avicham. Listen to Israel, your father. What does Rashi say? Famous. What did Yaakov want to do at the end of his life? B'kesh Yaakov l'galos es haketz. V'nistalkom imenu. He wanted to reveal the end. He wanted to reveal to them when Mashiach's coming. And it was taken away from him. V'nistalkom imenu shechina. The divine presence left him. V'hischil omer dvar mecherim. He started to say other things. Reuven Bechori, Ata, Ata, Yeser says for Yeser Oz, Shema V'Levi Achim, Kei Chamas Maskara Sehem, Yehuda, Yoducha Av Am Achecha, Yerucha Av, I don't have time. What's the point? He started to launch into Birkos Yaakov. What did he want to do? Gather around my children. I'm going to tell you when Mashiach will come, when the end will come, when the Geula will come. That's what he wanted to do. Okay. Bikesh Laakov Lagalus as a Kate, says Rashi. He wanted to tell them the redemption. The Shechina departed. He lost his Ruach HaKodesh. So what did he do? Rashi says, V'hischa Omer Dvar Mechirev. He started to say other things. Rabbi Zavlev says, if I came here to give a shiur, and I lost my shiur notes, I lost my papers, well, I'm sure Rabbi Zavlev would just give another shiur, but for a case of illustration, when I just start saying other things, I'd say, I have to find him, I have to print them again, let's reschedule, we'll come back a different time. Why did he just start saying other things? How do the other things Yaakov Avinu said relate to Bikesh Yaakov, the Galus HaKetz? Why did he start saying, instead of telling them when Mashiach would come? He blessed them. Ish kevirchaso beirach usam. You want to know how to bring the Geula, says Rabbi Lef? You want to know how to bring the Kates? Teach each child their strengths. Tell each child what they're good at. Rebuke each child when necessary. Reuven, you were too hasty like water. Alisa mishkavei avicha. Yosef, you're so beautiful. Benot sa'ada alishur. God, you're so strong. A troop will troop forth from God. Zvulun, go sail in your ships. Yisachar, set the calendar and be teachers of Torah. Asher shmeina lachma. You want to know how to bring the kate, says Rabbi Zavlev? You want to know how to bring geula? Tell each child what they're good at. Tell each person their kochos, their abilities, their talents. He didn't just start saying other things. He didn't start reading recipes. He started to tell them brachos, individual brachos. Answers that spoke to who they were as people, as individuals, as unique, with their own unique tafkid. When you bring out the best in your child, that's how you bring the kates. That's why he started to tell them brachos unique to their nature. Then the geula will come. Rabbi Dr. Eben J. Twersky says, the pasuk says in Tehillah the David, Lahodia lifnei ha'adam gvurasov, 2 more minutes, uchvad hadar machuso. Lahodia lifnei ha'adam, we say it every morning in what we call Ashrei, it's Tehillah le David. Lahodia lifnei ha'adam gvurasov, to let man know his greatness, God's greatness, uchvad hadar machuso, and the glory of the honor of his kingdom. Rabbi Dr. Eben J. Twersky, zichrono levracha, who interprets Torah through the lens of human psyche, emotion, and experience, explains it differently. The Hodiah of Ne'adam Gvurasov, you have to let every person know their own talents, their own strengths, their own abilities. The Hodiah Livnei Ha'adam, let each person know Gvurasov, his own kochos, what he's good at. Only then, Uchvod Hadar Machuso, will the glory of God's kingdom really be revealed. Keneged Arba Banim Divra Torah. There's another time we say Keneged. Lo tov heyos ha'adam levado. Eser lo ezer kenegdo. It is our tafkid. One person has to be arba imahot. To be the ezer kenegdo of each and every child. In each and every door. To be mechanech each child keneged arba banim divra Torah according to their way. Bikesh Yaakov legalos et haketz. We are bestowing the ultimate blessings upon our children. Because only then will we really be able to say, Lashana haba, the redemption will come. Yerushalayim habnuya. You know, shiur is officially over. This is an extremely important shiur. Whether you're currently parenting children or grandparenting or great-grandparenting. And it needs to be said and it needs to be spoken. If you give every child the same answer, you're answering none of them. And you know, sometimes I talk to kids in the community. I was recently talking to a girl. And she was saying she's in high school. And she has friends in a certain high school who went to that school for elementary. And their parents kept them in the same high school. And they're not happy. And they want to go somewhere else, but their parents won't switch them. And I've spoken to boys who tell me the same thing about other high schools. I'm not your child's parent or grandparent, and you, only you know what's best for the child. But we have to think very carefully not to be worried about society and what they're going to say, your neighbors and what they're going to say, the shidduch system and what it's going to say. your Rav and what he's going to say. You have to think very carefully why the Torah tells us there are Arba Bonim and Arba Imahot. You have one Tafkid. It's to answer each child according to their way. Your Tafkid is the acronym of Arba, Amuna, Ratzon, Bitachon, and Avoda. And for every child, that path is different. So three children went to one school, and this child needs something else, okay? You have an Achrayus and a Tafkid. And when they all sit down to Leah HaSeder with their own unique questions, make sure that Esav excels in what he is good at. And Yaakov is given the room to grow in what he is good at. Because only then, B.K.S. Yaakov, the God says, Akeis v'nistachem imen eschina, v'hischa omer dvar mechirim. When you are the Ezer Kenegdo for the Kenegat Arba Banim Dibra Torah, each one of these banim will be able to shine. And then perhaps we'll be able to say, and if you're a parent listening to the shiur, I'm not your child's parent. I switched two kids. Half my children, Baruch Hashem, had to switch from one school to another in 10th grade. And I have four children who are so different from each. I said to Mazmi, you don't only have to be a parent. You have to know how to be a parent for each child. We are all in the school that's called life. We are in a school called life, and we learn along the way. But some of us need to stop being worried about what other people will say. What the shidduch system, what the resume, what the neighbor, who cares? You have an achrayus to that child because they're all at the Seder table. And the Torah gives you the tools to answer each one according to their way. There are arba imel for arba bonim. Avram was tofel to Sarah b'nevuah. Sarah had the ruach hakodesh. And he said, daven for a lot of siyata d'shmaya. B'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. Bidu shnot dor v'dor. Our children are facing a very difficult world. Something we could not have imagined or ever contended with. And you need to be the Ezer Kenegdo for the Kenegad Arba Bonim Dibra Torah. And Be'ezor Hashem, the Kates will come. I will truly be able to say, Hashana Hazop, Yerushalayim HaBnuya. There's no shir to after Chag, Halavai Shabi, Yerushalayim HaBnuya. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a wonderful Shabbos. And a Chag Kasher V'Samech.